A very good day, good listener, and thank you so much as always for clicking on this podcast and this particular episode of Joe Blogs About Films, whether you're a first-time listener or a long-time listener. Like I say on every episode, it means the world. Thank you so much for clicking, for spinning, for sharing, whatever it is. I really do appreciate all your support. Now, the Predator franchise holds a very special place in my heart. The original film was so impressionable on me that every time a new film is announced, I'm instantly excited to see what will be given to us courtesy of this mysterious alien hunter. That's not to say that I think every film that has followed that impeccable 1987 original have all been excellent, because we've had some stinkers, but what Dan Trachtenberg has delivered with his current run of films have been exceptional and have all gone into my favourite list, including the new Predator Badlands. Trachtenberg clearly knows what he wants to show us within this world and knows what he's doing when it comes to the execution. It's evident through every picture that he's a fan of this saga and franchise, and to have three hits back to back to back is a testament to his ideas on pushing this franchise forward. This time, rather than sticking to the standard formula for these films, we are up close and personal with the alien hunter, or Yautja, as they take centre stage. It's a ballsy move, don't get me wrong, and I for one wasn't sure whether that would be as compelling a watch, given we've only really experienced these films from our protagonist being hunted by said Yautja. But if anyone can pull it off, it's Dan Trachtenberg, isn't it? Let's be honest. And having seen the film, I can safely say that he succeeds in making the film as compelling as the rest. Badlands might not have the grit that you would like from a Predator film, but it does manage to generate that intensity and suspense through its set pieces and danger that our lead finds itself in. It's one heck of a big swing to flip it and show as much as possible of this species and the lore surrounding them. It's hard not to come away impressed with the spectacle within this sci-fi action release. But before I proceed, just another quick thank you for clicking and spinning this podcast. If you like what you hear and you haven't done so already, please hit the like and follow button. That way you'll never miss a beat and be updated when new episodes are live. Also head over to Instagram and Facebook, give us a like and follow on there, and finally rate the podcast on Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, wherever you're listening and streaming. It helps a lot, it means a lot, and again, a massive thank you for all your support. A young predator, outcast from his clan, finds an unlikely ally on his journey in search of the ultimate adversary. Badlands introduces us to Deck, a Yautja deemed as the runt of his clan, looking to earn his rank and respect from his father, which instantly gets you rooting for this hunter and sets the precedence for what's to come. Kicking things off with a dramatic and epic training session between Deck and his brother, we are thrown straight away into some pretty entertaining action pockets that the film never ceases or shies away from. No kidding, Badlands is by far the most action-heavy Predator film that we've been given, and I for one was all for it. But it did take me a little while to adjust to that flip and switch of having the Yautja as the main character. If you're a fan of Avatar or the villains of, say, Star Wars, then you'll be able to slide right into this thing with no trouble. But for me, I found it a little jarring hearing the Yautja talk to one another, all subtitled of course, as I always see my Predator films involve very little screen time to said Yautja. But after about 25-30 minutes, I was all in, as you do begin to feel those emotions and connections with this character on the back of the dramatic opening involving his father, and just how much of a dick that guy is. It's a safe and simple premise, but through his excellent action, terrific back and forth and dynamic with Ellie Fanning's Tia, a synthetic that was a wonderful addition, Badlands, it just works. It's not at all like the macho and gritty films that have come before, but that for me is okay. There's only so many times that we can focus on a set of people being hunted, you know, that trope will eventually run stale, and following Killers of Killers, I think this shift was a natural and welcoming one. Even if you're not a fan and still prefer the previous entries, it's hard not to appreciate some of these spectacles that occur on this planet in which Deck is hunting the Kalisk, deemed as the most terrifying apex of them all. From vines trying to kill him, to grass that's as sharp as glass, to snake-like creatures that spit acid, there's plenty for Deck to use his hunting skills and tools against, and this really is where the film strides. Plenty will have already been shown in the trailer, but it really was a treat, you know, seeing him slice through whatever he can with his laser sword of sorts, or using his laser bow and arrow here and there, all presented via some A special effects. But rest assured, listeners, as much as the film may be getting compared to Guardians of the Galaxy, we still get to see the Yautja use stealth and hunt his way to his target come the third act, a sequence that was by far my favourite part of the film. I mean, we are talking a whole fleet of synthetics being taken out and ripped apart. Not only does Trachtenberg explore the lore of the Yautja and looks inwards at the species, but he too also expands the Predator world by the incorporation of Weyland Yutani. It's a lovely addition that tickles at the prospect of the xenomorphs making their way to face the Yautja and fellow Predators in the future again. It's a very natural addition, and one that doesn't feel forced to solely set up an AVP film. This inclusion of Weyland-Yutani comes via the brilliant Ellie Fanning, who gets to flex in a duo role playing the characters Tia and Tessa. Both are synthetics from Weyland-Yutani who also have been sent to the planet to hunt the Kallist, and will do whatever they can to do so, the latter being a little more ruthless in their ways. It's again nothing new in terms of story, but Fanning's portrayal was a standout, brought in a likeable and charming character in Tia that forms a connection and bond with Deck that wins you right over. It's a nice contrast to the stern and matter-of-fact Tessa, keeping more in touch with the synthetics that we've seen before. But if you've ever wondered what a solo film of Chewbacca and C-3PO would look like as 3PO is strapped to the back of Chewie in Empire Strikes Back, then you need not look further than Badlands. It's pretty much exactly that, and again, it works down to that dynamic and character development between these two leads. It's your classic buddy cop duo, two people from completely different backgrounds thrown together, creating a chemistry that is so lovable that you just want more. That sprinkling of humour, though may not work for everyone, I thought was a nice addition as it humanised everything more so, bringing in another way for me to relate and understand. Even the little alien friend that Deck and Tia make, you know, simply calling him Bud, was a wonderful addition. It may have felt a little left field for a Predator film, but don't care, it made me laugh. But having that human-like character in Tia to see visually, it helps you connect and resonate with them and their motives. Deck may not want to team up initially, exclaiming that the Yautja hunt alone, but through the chaos and bloodshed, Deck understands that he doesn't need to gain that ranking within his father's clan, and he can become a hunter in his own right and form his own clan through the way in which they earn Deck's respect. It's something that we've seen time and time again in the Predator films. They respect the hunters that they come against, should they be a worthy adversary. It's evident he isn't anything like his father or the rest of the Yautjas, and so by pushing himself, he's able to become someone better, as opposed to simply following in his father's footsteps. Honestly, come the finale of this film, I just wanted to see this new team face off against whoever and whatever. But outside of the performances and visuals, you know, you have to give props to the sound design in this thing. Composers Sarah Shashner and Benjamin Wallfisch, apologies if I'm butchering their names, they deliver a standout score that really brings to life these alien worlds. Through drums and brass and the added guttural vocals of the Yautja, it transports you to another galaxy instantly from minute one. Think Dune, but Yautja style. I feel I could just sit and ramble on as usual, but I hope that the film is another success for Trachtenberg. There's a lot of naysayers and harsh critics out there that are tearing this thing apart, purely down to that shift and this being a sci-fi action flick with the Yautja front and centre. I reiterate that I still prefer other Predator films, 2022's Prey being quite the standout in terms of sequels, but it is refreshing to see such a new twist and for it to be executed as well as it has been. Deck may not have earned the respect from his arsehole father, but he and Badlands in general has earned my respect purely down to it giving me a thrill ride at the cinema. So for that, I've been back and forth in respect of a score for this one, but I think I am going to give this an 8 out of 10. It may seem too high for some, but really if you mark this as a sci-fi action film, this thing's highly, highly entertaining. It may drop down if you're trying to mark it as a Predator film, but even still, when I chuck it all together, I really did enjoy this one. I thought it was a really good time, and I cannot wait to see what Trachtenberg does next, because he has had such a good run. But more importantly, I would love to know what you guys think of Predator Badlands. Are you looking forward to seeing what comes next? Are you hoping for something different? Do you want to go back to how things were? Let me know as always. Keep in touch on the socials. I'll be back with more reviews. Don't you worry. But until the next episode, take care.